I'm ready. Say when. I'm ready right now. Testicle, 1, 2. Testicle, 1, 2. Testes, 1, 2. All right, this big phallic microphone is working. The weapon of mass destruction is working. And the John Holmes current star microphone is working. So we are ready. Yes, I'm really, really ready. These guys are beyond the extras of the Cheech and Chong movies. Okay, go. Good evening, this is Reverend Booker, and the show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show. We are going to respond to the scandal that pertained to a congressperson named Wiener. We just cannot resist. And of course, we're going to put him up against the scandal of moral crusading, Puritan posturing, abstinence, quote, education, end quote, touting, moral hypocrite, Senator David Diaperman Vitter, and exactly how he got his name. Plus a lot of fun, a lot of news, and plenty more. Let's see, anything really urgent before we launch into the music? Well, I'm going to say this because it's still big in my brain, which is that we just had great visitors. We're going to be off for 3 weeks because this is such a jam-packed summer with reunions, out-of-town friends. And the family Morales came through, saw Volta Radio. We're unable to stay until tonight, but it was loads of fun. And I think the kids even passed the training for being future broadcasters, but only time will tell. But they were fun, and they were a good reminder that there are good kids. And you already know, if you've been a book burner who's been listening for a while, that we've met everybody from the psycho who gave birth to two of the children of the corn to so many others. And so great kids. And anyway, that was awesome. And want to give a shout out to them. We are going to launch into Wiener versus Vitter, and we're going to start with a song by Anthrax entitled "I'm the Man."
This is Halliburton, Ernie. And it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Book Byrne and Pastor Whermaster and John the Craptist. And we're really looking forward to having a great time with the Wiener Roast and dealing with Wiener and Vitter and all of the other publicly scandalized public officials and clergy. And we're also pumped to be doing the July 24th show, which is Michelle Bachmann on mushrooms. But I'll let the Reverend tell you about that. But we're going to get back to Wiener versus Vitter. And we thought there's probably at least one woman in all of the scandals of public officials that want to take away all adult rights named Ashley. And there's probably another one named Janie. So we're going to play tracks by the Sheckies, starting with Ashley Love.
Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Book Byrne on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Hey! I believe that everyone in life should have a mission. Making people happy is the height of my ambition. And when I get them happy, well, they stay in that condition. I have a system all my own. I got a lot of what I got. And what I got's all mine. And I'll show you, I can show you if you're feeling blue. Come up and see me sometime. I got a flat where you can hang your hat. I got a brand new line. Maybe you would like me to explain it all to you. Come up and see me sometime. Come up tonight. I think the paper said the moon will be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all letters by tall that you'll be falling for me. 'Cause I'm free and you appeal to me. Could it be a crime if you don't get my number? Well, my number's in the book. Come up and see me sometime.
We'll be right back. horses had fallen, grateful dead, in the white night, breaking black words, to distract you from the
Philadelphia Legends, Ruin, or as they say, Rune, doing their version of White Rabbit, Jefferson Airplane cover. Toxic Reasons did Mercenary. Mae West did Come Up and See Me Sometime. And that went out to Senator Vitter, but I forgot to dedicate it. Deborah and Keith from the band Davey did the Volta radio station ID and the Reverend is in promo. The Sheckies did Ashley Love and Janie. Zeros did Pushin' Too Hard and started off with Anthrax doing I'm the Man. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is in. Tonight the theme is Wiener versus Vitter. And we got a lot of great tunes with that in mind. And we're going to jump into the subject at some point during the spoken parts tonight. And we do have an action-packed summer in our other lives. And not just busy stuff, but also people coming in, visitors, reunions, and that kind of stuff. The most recent, as we said, was the family Morales coming through town, and that was awesome. That was a great time. And we're not going to announce anybody, having been embarrassed in the past, but if some people are going to be on the show, you'll know about it a little in advance. At the very least, when we update the site, reverendbookburn.com, which automatically redirects it to the actual new address. I'm not sure how that came to be, but I think now it's revbookburn.blogspot.com. But that's the home address, and but if you go to reverendbookburn.com, you will have access to the links to all of the sites and, of course, all of the Radio for All links that archive old shows for free, including the show we loved, the last show we did, Beauty and the Beat Off Part 2, with special guest Lolo. And thank you for the feedback to that show, which was phenomenal. And now you can hear it again and again as much as you like for free at radio4all.net. Thanks to the great engineer, co-producer, Fred Bookburner, archivist, and at least four or five other adjectives, Pastor Rex Cat. And we expect this show tonight to be on the archives as well, if all goes well and there are no technical calamities. The next show in this busy and active summer is 3 weeks from tonight, on July 24th. And you've asked for a show like this for a while, especially after playing some of our trippier music. So we're going to do it. And we were trying to think who is the most deranged person whom everybody knows that we can possibly kind of do a mind probe on, similar to Mick Jagger's first movie performance, called him performance. And we thought it has to be somebody very sick, very twisted, almost hopelessly, I'll never call any human, even one this pathetic, as completely hopeless, but as hopeless as it can look, totally inhumane, totally dangerous, totally cultish, and as deranged as one can imagine a human brain. And then it just hit the Reverend. The most deranged person we can think of is Michele Bachmann, the queenpin figurehead of the teabag psychos. And so we thought, what would it be like if the queen of all psychos used mushrooms? And we are going to explore that question on the next show. And we're having so much fun pulling music and thinking of things to do for the show. And it's a shame we haven't gotten animation off the ground yet. But we're going to need new and additional people for that, I fear. But still, we're coming up with a lot of material that we can do without the visuals and without animation. And, of course, a playlist that is absolutely killer. And so that may have to spread out to two shows. So starting July 24th will be at least one part, if not the entirety, of Michele Bachmann on mushrooms, and you get to share in the experience as well as enjoying an incredible soundtrack / playlist. That is to come again July 24th. Details to come. There's no book burner birthdays between this show and the next one that we can remember. So somebody did alert us that all these Beatle freaks that we know and love, that on July 7th, so I guess that's in midweek, ex-Beatle Ringo Starr will turn 71. That is July 7th. And reading this handwriting is merciless. And one death, because none of us could remember if we acknowledged him on the last show or not, and we want to make sure he is acknowledged. Passing away since the last one or two shows, was the saxophone player in Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Clarence Clemons, nicknamed the Big Man. And he passed away, and we didn't acknowledge him. We want to do it now. Goodbye with honor and respect to a fantastic sax player. And he played not just on Bruce Springsteen's recordings, but he was very versatile. He could play jazz. He could play pretty much anything, and had done it, you know, in downtime and solo times. So farewell to Clarence Clemons. And on an upbeat note, our friend and former live musical guest of at least three different shows through the years, Darren Deicide, at one time in the anarchist hardcore punk band Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, now usually a one-person band, sometimes with musical accompaniment, blues, original rhythm and blues kind of songs. And I'm not sure even what to call some of his music, but it's definitely musically toned down. And still a great guy, still great politics, still great everything. Darren Deicide is still making music, still recording, and is launching a video with all of the buildup of this. It has to be a kick-ass video, and we're going to link it because it's pretty much guaranteed to be a killer music and video. The song is called The Cocaine Song, and the video is going to feature Marilyn Mansfield, and we love her. So stay tuned and stay, you know, keep revisiting the sites until it officially comes out. It premiered June 30th, and when it's officially released, we will provide that to you. Let's see. What else before we get into Wiener and Vitter? Okay, questions to the Reverend because of my ranting and raving about Facebook. I've always goofed on MySpace before they started crashing and burning. You know, because of deleting friends, some of the more stupid rules and punishments and threats and what have you. And although I guess maybe because they've kind of taken a real beating, you know, with a lot of people leaving there and being far less active, it's my social networking site of choice, especially since it's no longer in the hands of Fox News propagandist and bullshit artist Rupert Murdoch. That's right, they did sell it. And we're kind of taken over by Facebook, and we're on it, and we use it, and we've benefited from it. Many book burners have benefited from it, but they have become what MySpace used to be, which is a determination to shoot itself in the foot. Deleting people, limiting, punishing, blocking you for a week, deleting again, and they fucked with a book burner. Our friend Nikki Sin, adult entertainment and video star since the 80s, and still fantastic, and great, great person. And they deleted her, which really sucked because It was at the beginning of a Facebook campaign drive and special page, like those pages where one can click on, like, a campaign to get her into the AVN Hall of Fame, which is, to say the least, overdue, long overdue, and totally deserved. And so they delete her again. They blocked her. They blocked some of her friends. They block because of sending too many friend requests, which is uber stupid, since all friending is consensual. They deleted Nikki from pictures that did not violate the rules. And so, yes, we're staying on it as long as we can, but we see them as following the arrogance and abuses that MySpace was doing when they began their own downfall. And so they'll probably give up the reins of domination and supremacy, to Twitter and similar sites. You know, yes, they're all screwed up, you know, in one or more ways, but now Facebook is getting extreme, and we're going to keep you informed of such antics. And of course, we want to shout out to Nikki Sin. Thankfully, she is back on. And we linked at reverendbookburn.com a clip that is sort of family friendly, because you don't actually see, you know, the scene is just about to start, but it's, you know, with the premiere of Bad Teacher coming out, we provided a clip of Nikki Sin in a kind of bad teacher kind of role. All right, let's see. God, there's 100 subjects. We're going to blow off the majority of these, unless time permits, later. So what's with the wiener? What's shaking with the wiener? He has to have the funniest name for somebody who's in a sex scandal. I mean, I thought that the people from the Nazi Bush regime had funny names, like Dick Army and of course, Dickless Cheney, and so many of them. His pedophile friend and in his administration, Mark Foley, and so many of them. But his true blue supporter and friend, a Christian supremacist, a Christian Taliban kind of theocrat, attacker of all adult sexual freedoms, attacker of freedoms for women, attacker of birth control and abortion rights and all women's rights, even an attacker on the rights of women who are abused, an attacker on all workers' rights as well, and a serial liar, an attacker on gay rights, an advocate of censorship, an advocate of the laughably colossal failure called abstinence education, abstinence only education, and Puritan posturer, sex negative, Senator David Vitter, the married Senator David Vitter, was not only a repeating customer of the late DC Madam, but he was a VIP at the late DC Madam's place of business. And the story remains interesting. And first of all, a sex scandal for a moral crusader and an attacker on your rights is totally relevant. So when these teabag psychos and extremists of both parties, but especially the Republicans, are saying, it's nobody's business, man. It's like, well, that's coming from an asshole who spends the rest of his or her time attacking everybody else's rights and not minding their own business. So it is everybody's business when one of these shitheads takes time out from attacking everybody else's rights, and turns out he or she turns out to be just as horny as every other human. And Senator Vitter, the theocrat and Taliban wannabe, left a long day of repressing other people's rights and phone calls from his wife to be a repeat customer leading up to becoming a VIP at the late D.C. Madam's place of business. And he was not just paying for sex. He was paying for indulgence in his diaper fetish. So Senator David Diaperman Vitter actually gave new meaning to the word pampered. The most pampered man in Congress. And the world owes a big thank you, especially people here who are affected by these moral crusaders and psycho politicians. A huge thank you to Larry Flynt for exposing these assholes after paying money and finding sources and proving that they were credible sources for exposing what is now established fact. Senator David Vitter paying for sex with sex workers and indulgence in his diaper fetish. And if he was not the asshole that he is, attacking other people's rights, then the T psychos would have a point. It's nobody's business and who cares? But they don't say that about anybody else. And it is totally relevant to Diaperman Vitter. This was outed a couple of years ago, and one may ask, well, gee, Reverend, if that was so long ago, surely he must have already resigned by now, or was pressured by the good ethical people in the Republican Party and his allies and supporters in the religious right wing and other Christian supremacists. No. In fact, the dickheads in Louisiana re-elected him, and this information has come to light again since the Wiener scandal began, and he has still not resigned. So he's in power, and Wiener has resigned. Why? Because the Republican Party and the Christian right wing are so extreme and so arrogant that when it is one of their own who's exercising the rights that they're trying to Uzi gun away from everybody else, even just basic adult sexual freedoms, they won't back down. They will hold their ground. They have an arrogance and sense of superiority that is unmatched anywhere in the world. And to the opposite extreme, the Democrats seem to be competing with most of their peers as to who can be the most gutless and spineless, and saying, oh, well, we better do what they want. We better do what they say. We want to make them happy so they'll go bipartisan with us and maybe buy everything with us if we're nice to them and are patient with them, which is kind of as stupid as saying that about Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, or teabag killers like Timothy McVeigh or Terry Nichols. These spineless, gutless turds actually listen to the moralizing hypocrites and say, it's time to turn up the heat on Wiener until he resigned. So that is not just foolishness. That is just plain stupidity. But that happened. So the Wiener was roasted, and we're going to deal with that a little more and in a few more ways when we come back. Talked out and losing my voice. If they're coming through, it's ruin in the background. Reminder that the next show is 3 weeks from now, July 24th. Possibly more than one part to the show. On July 24th, the theme will be Michelle Bachmann on mushrooms. And on that note, we got good feedback from the CD, playing tracks from the CD. It's fairly new. It's by the Flaming Lips with special guests Henry Rollins and Peaches. I swear they made this CD just for me. And I know it's early into the decade, but I'm already thinking this is probably the greatest CD of the decade. And yes, there's plenty of time to change my mind, but I don't know if I ever will. This is fucking incredible. And we're going to play a little more from that. And let's play On the Run and Time. This is the Flaming Lips from their CD, The Flaming Dicks. We're back to Wiener again. The Flaming Lips does The Dark Side of the Moon. Here's On the Run.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am fed up with the shenanigans and immoral perversions that are happening on this show. When I'm not fucking over patients who have Medicaid and denying people services just to entertain myself, I try to uphold the moral standards that made this nation once great. And now I have the dishonor of having to announce a song by such a disgusting metal slash punkish kind of band doing their blasphemous and disgusting and anti-all things decent kind of music from a band called God Forbid from their CD Article 4 Constitution of Treason. This is God Forbid doing Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Thank you. Thank you.
you heard Flipper doing Sex Bomb. Sisters of Mercy did Gimme Shelter. God Forbid did Welcome to the Apocalypse Preamble. And that also goes out to all the Doomsday and Rapture Day nuts. Asylum Street Spankers did Shave 'em Dry. Scott McCaughey and Stumpy Joe did Panama Red. And started off with Flaming Lips from their entire CD cover of Dark Side of the Moon. You heard On the Run, Time, and Breathe Reprise. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Wiener versus Vitter. And we covered Senator David Diaperman Vitter's discretion. And if you tuned in late, we're not going to rehash it. We'll just capsulize it in like a half a minute. He's conservative, Christian supremacist senator, patron of the late D.C. Madam's establishment, paid sex workers for sex and to indulge in his diaper fetish, not resigned, still in power. And Wiener, whose support base was the rare and few Democrats who aren't spineless and gutless and caving into the other side always, ended up resigning. Now, what was wrong with the Wiener? Well, first of all, there was no hypocrisy. He's not trying to take away the right to choose. He's not trying to take away the rights of adults who have consensual sexuality with other adults. And he's not trying to censor people. He's and on that level, there's no hypocrisy. What he did wasn't even sex. It was sexting. And if there is a willing collaborator who wants to see the wiener of wiener, far be it from us, especially anybody here, to say, oh, well, that's very bad, and we have to jump up and down and scream about it. No, it was, of course, political opportunism. Everybody who's in a sex scandal in public office or in clergy is subject to being ostracized and criticized. Tell anybody famous. You know, they go after Charlie Sheen. But Wiener was exposed as a person who participated in consensual sexting without sex acts with a consensual adult partner who I'm imagining responded in kind, and that led to the Wiener roasting. And one of the funny things about it is not only is he not one of these prudish Christian supremacists who sneaks on the side, but in terms of politicians, both of the major corporate parties are pretty fucked up. The Republicans have the majority of the psychos and the truly dangerous. Democrats are usually little more than Republican light, and many of them are spineless, gutless turds who sign off on the program. And on a state level, that's true. Witness Democrat Stephen Sweeney being a butt person for the psycho governor of New Jersey, Chris Caligula Christie, alias Christie Cream. And and signing off on an insane and inhumane budget. Most Democrats are Republican light and will sign off on the sick program of their truly twisted adversaries. Wiener was not even guilty of that. He was one of the better ones and thus an easier target. So when the Wiener came out, all of the psychos with their closets full of skeletons and probably pictures and videos of their discretions got pounced upon. And what's funny is there was no hypocrisy and there was no repression. There was no attack on adult sexuality rights or any adult rights. He was not a threat to reproductive freedom. He was not caving in, like many Democrats, to the psycho Republicans who, following bin Laden's footsteps, are viciously attacking birth control and abortion rights. Wiener was not one of the spineless ones. And thus, they went after him. So, what we can get out of tonight's show, besides the distinctions between a moralizing hypocrite versus just another married dude who got into a sexting, wireless, wienerless relationship with another consenting adult, no altar boys, no choir girls, no page boys and page girls from Congress, that the opposition went after the Wiener, roasted it, and ate it up. And that is another part of their twisted legacy. I really am losing my voice. I think it's... Never mind. Anyway, let's play the third track, and we'll get into this a little more if there's time. The third set of music. I thought we can't really do a kind of sex scandal-themed show without playing at least one song by Trash. In fact, the night we acknowledge the Wiener, we need to play two tracks by Trash. He is usually not acknowledged anywhere publicly except on this show, but his CD is fucking hilarious. And there's a lot on here. 18 tracks on the Trash CD entitled Beer, Boobs, and Booty. Let's play two tracks, starting with Miss Goody Two Shoes.
Hey everybody, it's Miss Goody Two Shoes. Why won't you suck my cock right now? 'Cause she's a good girl and she really thinks that it'd be special if we wait for a while. Yeah.
shit the bitch has been with.
She's a muscle on the street. Big booty Judy, she be catching some meat. She's sick of living.
her Mendocino Beano. By where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of these short forests and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by the bush in Buffalo. She said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma. That she was someone I should know. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was alright, but I couldn't come in.
I couldn't come in right then.
And so she wandered through the doorway just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps right past a fuming incense stencher to where she hung her castanets. Stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were unconcho and it was useless anymore. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was bleeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come. And so she wandered through the doorway just like a shadow from the tomb. She said a stereo was four-way and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps right past her fuming incense stencher to where she hung her castanet. She said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma. That she was someone I should know.
Is that a Mexican poncho or is that a Sears poncho? No fooling.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It was fun and entertaining to have so many sex scandals during my administration. Pastor Ted Haggard, the homophobic evangelical mullah who led the religious right to support me in 2004. Mark Foley and Senator David Diaperman Vitter and so many others. That I gotta say that my brothers Neil and Jeb and I, and what's left of my mommy and daddy, got a chuckle from the Wiener controversy and all of the fun that our party had with a Wiener, consistent with our history. And so I just wanted to say to Reverend Bookburn and to the Bookburners out there, have a good time handling this Wiener situation, and God bless America. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Hey, snake yet from the stables and out from your TV set. You will obey me while I lead you into the garbage that I feed you until the day that we don't need you. Don't go for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. It has been stuffed into my mold, and you will do as you are told until the rights to you are sold.
Who's in the wrong? Won't you live in your floor? Dr. Laura Holmes, and I want to talk about our sacred tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, July 3rd, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com. ReverendBookburn.com and Radio4All.net. First, our runner-up, who is somebody whom many bookburners may be surprised to hear is the runner-up. A most unusual selection. But in the mind of the Reverend, a deserving recipient of the reward, the award. What a weekend. The runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Noam Chomsky. Yes, he has written good books and made the great Manufacturing Consent video, and much more. And we've overlooked a hell of a lot until now. We've overlooked the utter bullshit that he says about the Kennedy assassination, and effectively endorsing the official Warren Commission report, which everybody knows is laughable bullshit. And so many things through history, through recent history, his absurd towing of the Progressive Party line about pornography, and repeating some of the bullshit mythology about porn. But we even overlooked that until now, in which, while assholes are gloating over the recent health scares of Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez, who bravely resisted international pressure to fall for the Bush free trade scam and refused to turn his nation into a big impoverished sweatshop for the benefit of cutthroat American greedy capitalist corporations and keep the standard of living higher in Venezuela. He had a recent health scare, and some Republicans were advocating going in and attacking his democratically elected administration and their forces. And then some spineless turds from the other corporate party, the Democrats, started echoing that, including Dickless Morris, the old Clinton administration idiot. And amidst the backdrop of this, Chomsky issues a denouncing statement, seemingly to want to kind of Pepsi-ize his irrelevant stature in the political discussion and become a little more commercial. Hey, where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for Asshole Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Thank you. That's much better. And while there was all of this political drum beating to attack one of the most progressive regimes in the world, Chomsky decides to commercialize himself and denounce Chavez as somebody who has amassed too much power, saying that in a nation that supports most of the worst dictatorships in the world that are called allies, if they will enslave their nations for corporate profits. Noam Chomsky, you are the runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that means that we need a very special recipient, somebody who could even outshine the runner-up, and we found that special someone tonight. Asshole of the Week is Wisconsin Judge David Prosser. Wisconsin Justice, and he makes a mockery of this word, David Prosser, is one of the Wisconsin justices to vote on sick, T-psycho, asshole Governor Scott Walker's union-busting and workers' rights-attacking and corporate shilling in a spectacular way. And when there was a female colleague disagreeing with him, he decided he had to not only verbally attack her and cuss her out, but needed to physically attack her. Yes, Justice of Wisconsin David Prosser physically attacked his female colleague in the Wisconsin judiciary as a part of his general goonery and representation of corporate America and in his attack against the people of Wisconsin. But he stepped way beyond acceptable debate and discourse and behavior for a fucking judge. Hey, let's get the fart sounds back. Bring it, Cheech.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do
Good. So Prosser is not only an attacker on workers and workers' rights and unions and collective bargaining, he is a physical abuser and a psychopath. And tonight, we acknowledge Wisconsin Judge David Prosser. You are asshole of the week. All right, now let's kill the fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, the 2009 version. Bootleg Thorzy Nightmare did People Who Died. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme from Frank Zappa from the Overnight Sensation CD. You heard Camarillo Brillo and I'm the Slime. Evan Jones, that's not his name, you goofs. It's Evan Johns. I remembered that. Evan Johns and his H-bombs did Too Drunk to Fuck, and that was from the 100th release celebration on Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. And on their 100th release, it was a compilation of all Dead Kennedys covers, and he covered, he and his H-bombs covered Too Drunk to Fuck. And getting this CD, of course, does not support the corporate scab band that uses the name Dead Kennedys. And before Too Drunk to Fuck, we started off with Trash doing Miss Goody Two Shoes and Big Booty Judy. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Wiener versus Vitter, our scandalous men from Congress. Vitter, the diaper man, still in office. And we hope you liked tonight's selections and indulgence in the wiener. It was a scandal that we just couldn't resist. And as you know, we can't resist a good juicy scandal. But we like it even better when it's a moral crusader and somebody who attacks your rights and somebody who goes after your genitals, and not in a fun way, and somebody who goes after what you can read, watch, listen to, or stick your face into. And we will continue to do just that. We are expecting this show to be uploaded in the archives, if all goes well, technically speaking. And that will be at Radio 4 All, Radio numeral 4 All.net. Thanks to Pastor Rex Cat. And we will link that at all of the sites again. Be sure to stay updated always at ReverendBookburn.com. Write to the Reverend, Rev Bookburn, no period, RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. On YouTube, the YouTube channel is youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, which is less fascistic than Facebook, it's myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. On Facebook, it's where they don't allow you to have a first name of Rev or Reverend. It's The Rev, one word, The Rev Bookburn. And on the info tab and links to pages where people click on like, there is the Reverend Bookburn fan site. We have a jam-packed summer ahead, both busyness and visitors and reunions. And if something really juicy happens, we'll let you know at the last minute, but we're not going to announce anything that might cancel. The next planned show is July 24th, and it's already growing so big and getting a life of its own, and a big killer, absolutely killer playlist that we are accumulating for this next show. So it might be in two parts and possibly even more than that. But in 3 weeks, on July 24th, we will have the theme Michelle Bachmann on mushrooms. Yes, the ultimate psychopathic mind that we could think of, and the possible journey it may go on while under psychoactive substances such as hallucinogenic mushrooms. And you get to take the journey with us. It will be a show you will never forget. Thanks to Pastor Rex Cat, Lord Jesus, Murgatroyd Production, and of course our oh-so-high-functioning co-conspirators in the room, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. Also to people who send links for us to link at reverendbookburn.com, like Mr. Z and so many others that if my brain was slightly higher functioning at this hour, I would acknowledge. And we will be back in 3 weeks for the Michelle Bachmann on Mushroom Show, July 24th. Updates at reverendbookburn.com. We're going to play a closing track and get out of here. And I'm not sure how relevant this is to the theme, but I'm just in the mood for some 45 Grave. We're going to play 45 Grave's classic track entitled Evil. Good night.
Your eyes are is what we do. All we do is what we do.
What we do is what we do. It's all the same. There's nothing new. What we do is what we do. It's turning round on me and you. What we do is what we do. Just different names. It's nothing new. What we do is what we do. Cause all we do is what we do. Aiming, praying, believing, maintaining, texting, electing, rejecting, infecting.
Meeny, 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 mighty, mighty, mo. The lucky ones are gonna be the first to go. Meeny, 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 mighty, mighty, mo. The lucky ones are gonna be the first to go. The ones are gonna be the first to go. Don't do what I do, just do what I say. My door does what I say. I say open and it does.
My legs do what I say. I say on and they snap on.
My car does what I say. I say start and it jumps out. But my dog doesn't do what I say.
My girl doesn't do what I say.
My mom doesn't.
classes are smashing. The teachers are nasty, they need a good brushing. Everyone's looking and everyone's trying their best to see over the top of me. Over and under the weight of the world is too much, because everyone loves at me.
Green leather, French polish, quite pristine. Not a hair out of place, not a wrinkle, not a crease. The silverware, all clean. Exquisite chaussures, grace marble floors. Be outstanding for men of yore. But wait, who's this? Sticky under the collar in Elsinore. Enter, comedy geek with dynamite down his pants. Nervous shuffling on his feet, leading a merry song and dance. A backseat driver of good moral fiber, holding up the lights. He's made his own bed, now he's got to lie in it. It serves him right. But who is this, miss out of wedlock, with children of her own? Enter, witchfinder general, of melancholy humor and irascible power, all dressed in goody-goody two-shoes, pulling the heads off flowers. Let this be, said he, a lesson. Your dirty linen is your own reflection, said I, somehow it just doesn't wash. Away with your petty inquisition, in the vernacular, most unkind sir. Fuck with me and you will see, the flesh and blood and bone, the black eyes of thine enemy. The dance, said he, John the Baptist, dripping wet, playing Sir Politic would be, backslapping, backsliding, back to basic instincts, backfiring, by your own choice, your honor hiding to nothing. I ask you, which is more comforting? The thought that I am bad seed, gone to seed, turned sour by TV, sex and violence, or even worse, am I unleashed by my own volition to do you ill? Condemn a little more, understand a little less. Oh, sad sir, thou jest. Ha ha, I am Prometheus. Prepare thee to meet thy nemesis. Thank you.